No, we've had a lot of back and forth about returning to school and the anxieties it creates, and I'm hoping the toolkit helps to address these.
Yes, it'd be one of the things that can help address. I think there have to be multiple options, both for the children and youth, as well as for the parents and caregivers. But this is, information and knowledge is one of the recipes for doing better in anything, right? So generally, it's giving parents a number of tips in a very brief way that they can understand and utilize right away. So there are several points that they can adopt and implement in their homes with their children. And a lot of it refers to making sure you're keeping routines and predictability in place. One of the issues around anxiety is the bigger the unknown, the bigger the anxiety. And right now, we know that there are so many unknowns in terms of the school response right now, how it's going to go. There's changes every day that both students and educators and parents are facing. There is the unknown about infection, how it's going to, are schools going to continue? Are they going to isolate? Do you have to self-isolate? So trying to figure all this out and navigate it, there is this massive unknown that is actually bigger than it was a month ago. When you knew what you were to expect in terms of doing online schooling. So in that, having routines, having as much predictability as possible for your child is helpful. Being able to invite your child to talk about their feelings. One of the things in mental health wellness that we know is that things are magnified and get worse for anybody, no matter what age you are, if you hold your feelings in. If you can't talk about your anger or your sadness or your embarrassment or your worries. And so inviting your child to talk about what they're feeling and to accept that feeling, not to say, oh, don't be anxious, don't worry. That's the worst thing you can say to somebody who is actually worried and anxious. It just makes them worry more. As opposed to saying, it's okay to be worried right now, but let's talk about that worry and let's see what we can do to help you with feel less worried about that. The helping to create more knowns in terms of practicing wearing masks at home, that it's uncomfortable and you have to get used to it. I'm trying to get used to it myself in terms of going to stores, remembering to keep my mask on and then get to the car and I'm driving. So I didn't take my mask off now. And so having that consciousness with a child and practicing putting masks on, making colorful masks, drawing on the masks, making them fun. These are things that you can do. Answer questions and be honest with the kids. How long is this going to last? And saying to a child, well, it's going to be over soon, it's really not being very honest with them. We actually don't know the answer to that. And for a child, actually soon is a day. 2 weeks is a long time in a 5-year-old or a 7-year-old's life. And so it's okay to say, I don't know, but as we know things, I will let you know. And it's making the best of what we can do. Help your child feel that they're making a difference. If you are looking at using masks and washing your hands, this is not just about your safety. It's about keeping your friends, your family, the people who you're in touch with safe as well. And so what the kid and what the tips help parents do is just go over some of the main things that are issues in children's lives and giving you some ideas of what you can say or talk with your child about. And those tips are available on our Facebook page for the Phoenix Center. They're available at our website, www.phoenixctr.com. But also, it doesn't cover everything. And so parents are very welcome to call our agency. We are doing virtual care, but we do have some in-office service available right now. However, there's no waiting time. People can call in. You'll get plugged into a session called a single session, and caregivers or youth over 12 can call that line and say, I'm struggling with this, or I want to know that, or what can I do if I'm experiencing this. On top of, the anxiety about school, the whole issue of mental health wellness can affect so many things in a child's life: their sleep, their eating, their behavior. Some children will become very quiet. Some children might act out, that their worry and anxiety actually comes out in aggression or in oppositional behavior, that they may not be able to get to sleep, or they're sleeping longer, or they're having nightmares. And all of these are normal when you have sort of an issue related to safety and well-being. And these are all things that, again, you may find some tips in the toolkit, but also you're welcome to call our agency and we can provide you some advice and guidance and or other to the world.
Anything you wanted to add before we close?
A lot of other announcements coming in terms of new resources for children, for youth, for caregivers, even for adults, in terms of the virtual world and getting better at finding ways to respond in creative and helpful interventions. So I'm really looking forward to the next few weeks where we are putting some things together that will add more resources, more information, more access to service over the next few weeks, as we do expect there to be a bit of a surge in September around the numbers who are seeking mental health assistance.